20 minutes is on the clock at Jefferson High School in Lafayette, Indiana. Clinton Prairie and Triton going to play for a spot to play against the Couch Mustangs in Game 3 of the championship tonight at Jefferson High School. We'll take a timeout, a little bit of an extended break for us when we come right back out. We're going to get into our pregame prep and give you everything you need to know about today's second matchup between Triton and Clinton Prairie.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mayor building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, eggnog and cider, and custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. And the Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about many upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Also, they have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at the Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 2180 Southway 31, Rochester.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 399927.
Hey there, Viking fans. It's Baylen Height, voice of Death Valley Football, with Micah Lukens, class of 1999. And Micah's got a big announcement for the Football Booster Club.
That's right, Baylen. To kick off the summer, we've got our second annual alumni reunion and fundraiser. We hope you can join us for a great night of food and fellowship on June 13th in the evening.
That'll be great. The next reunion on June 13th at the Akron Community Center. For more information, find the group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Death Valley Football.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, in all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Jerkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at InsuranceOneServices.com and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. There are a lot of plumbing systems in your home. If even one small component stops working, your home could fall into disarray without the ability to shower, cook, or drink clean water. You need plumbers you can trust. Whether it's a minor repair or a major installation, Flotec Plumbing and Heating is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Don't let a small issue turn into a big problem. Go with the flow. Online at flotecpandh.com. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Now back to the court for tonight's game with Rita Price, now in her 50th season on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Well, I forgot I was looking at some scores before we really truly got into our pregame here, so I will give you the scores that we do have from the opening round. Thank you, Erica Warren, for these. 82-46, Fishers beat South Bend Riley in the Class 4A opening game. South Bend St. Joe, they took down Meconaqua 115-81, well crossing the century mark.
115 points.
A lot of points in high school basketball.
That's a lot.
Lawrence North defeated Terre Haute North 45-56 in the South 4A semifinal semi-state round. New Powell beat Brownstown Central. Whoa, Brownstown Central, that was a 2A winner from last year falling. They're playing up because of success factor, 47-43. They fall to New Powell in 3A. Hauser fell to Orleans, 69-67. That bit of a surprise to me, Rita.
Yeah, well, Tippecanoe Valley played them a championship game of that tournament they were in. And they made the comment then that it was a very good team for 1A, and they might end up in the state championship. Well, they didn't.
There were some people that had them in the state championship, at least getting to the state championship for sure. So 69-67, the final in that one. We don't have a final from these two games. It was Forest Park over Park Heritage in Class 2A South, 38-31 at the end of the third quarter. And we are still awaiting a final score between Gary 21st and Wapahani. It was 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. So thank you once again, Erica Warren, for tracking those scores down. We'll find some more scores in our second session here. I'm sure that we will talk about. But Rita, both these two teams, obviously some pretty passionate fan bases.
I would say, to say the least, that's going to be true. Talk about a lot of red in this gymnasium.
There's a lot of red. You would have thought this maybe is a Lafayette Jeff home game here.
Look at the end, though. That's full of kids. They have brought a ton of people. Now, that's something that Triton always emphasizes, the crowd and how much that can help you. So the Trojans will have to be loud and proud coming down to the left of us here for this second game.
Clinton Prairie from the Frankfort area, so just north or northeast, or northwest rather, if you will, of Indianapolis. So setting this up to be a really good game. Triton, of course, Rita, we know very well where they're from.
Absolutely. Bourbon at the Green in Tippecanoe, and proud of it. So it's been a situation for a lot of years when the consolidations came. There were some hard feelings, naturally. You would expect that if you're not going to have your school in your community. But Triton patched that off very quickly, became Triton High School. And I know, and many people know, where the kids are really from. But as far as they're concerned, they're from Triton. We like to call it the Trojan way. And it works that way.
Absolutely. 23-4 is Triton this season. They've had a great run, those losses to some better teams. Not necessarily maybe better teams, but some bigger teams. Some teams that are tough matchups. That's what I'll say about Triton. You know, you have that Elkhart Christian loss that they avenged in the sectional round. But I really do feel like the teams that have beaten the Trojans this year have beaten them because of one key matchup difference, or in the case of LaVille, I think just not a great shooting night for the Trojans. They went 1-1 against LaVille this season. They had a loss against a really good Northwood team. I think the key, though, for Triton is they have to shoot past their height. And looking across the way, there will be some bigger bodies on this Clinton Prairie side. But Triton, that great equalizer for them is the three-point shooting. Guys like, of course, Gage Riffle and Brady Wood can both shoot the three ball really well. Julian Swanson, a great three-point shooter. Landon Patrick can dial it up when he needs to. But Tanner Woodhoyo, you know he's going to come to the challenge. He's going to play to the challenge. He always does. He'll play bigger than he is. But I think Triton is going to have to maybe slow this down, find some good shots, great shots, maybe not just good shots, and really rely on that three-pointer to open this up. I think defensively they can hang. Dante Workman's as good as it gets as a defender. I'm not too worried about that in this one, but I am more so just watching that.
One of the things they have prided themselves on throughout the season has been their defense. And that has won Triton a lot of games. And that's what they'll have to really ramp up today and ramp it up early. Waiting for something to happen is not going to be something we're going to look forward to in this one, because those who hesitate will be lost. And I think that's exactly the way you can feature this game. Triton has always gotten that big guy off the bench to make a big difference. Of course, Wood, four threes, not missing one of them, 100% from the arc. He plays much more than his freshman year, that's for sure. But I really feel like these kids are pretty tough-minded. And I think that's really what you have to win big tournaments.
Absolutely. I didn't realize this when I was doing the research for this game, Rita, but you've been a part of, obviously, a lot of these Triton postseason victories and the Triton postseason moments. All four semi-state championships for the Trojans have come in this gym.
That's correct. That's why they wanted to come here.
Talking
to the kids, they all wanted to come here. The one that I will never really forget was the fact that they took on a Lafayette Central Catholic, who was just predicted all over the place to win. Came down the nitty-gritty, ended up winning it, went on the state tournament. But, you know, they've always had that one key player they could count on. Clay Yo was the last one. And Clay was obviously one of the best players in the state of Indiana. Always will be known for that. He set a mark for Triton that many people will never be able to get close to. 2,300 points scored in his high school career. Now, Baylen, we look over stats like that. That's amazing.
These days, the 2,000-point score is like seeing a dinosaur.
Now, was
and
he,
not to mention it
yeah.
at Triton.
Now, was he a big inside player? Well, if he had to be. But basically, he was just a big guard forward. That's what he did, and he did it well. He had a great supporting cast. Those kids had a lot of chemistry. And that's what I tend to look at when I looked at this particular team. I remember back then, the IHSA had their own television network. And they put everything up for the teams that were playing. And they put up their Tri-Central, not Triton. And
whoops.
Whoops was a big whoops. And people took that kind of personally. They really did. And so when the kids saw that, I think that actually gave them more momentum going into that game than they might have normally had. But I think what Coach Groves does so well is get kids prepared for a game on the regular schedule. But getting them prepared for a game in a tournament is a totally different thing. He has the experience for it. You know, it won't be long. He's pushing toward 400 wins.
I know. That'll
20
be the next,
years.
That'll be the next
That's coming up next. And I think that he's got a lot of good ones coming in it, because he could end up with 500 or more wins very quickly in the next 5 years. Is Triton thinking that it'll go somewhere else? No. Is he thinking it'll go somewhere else? No. So those stats could just keep building and building.
346 is what Coach Groves is at, and unfortunately, because there's only potential of this game and the state championship game, you won't get to 350 this year, but next year that is certainly on the table. I still find it fascinating. 2008, 2009, 2011, 2013, all winners.
Yep.
Here at Lafayette Jeff in a semi-state championship game. Now, then you just had to play one game. This will be a two-game day, so first time that Triton will have to see that. And go through that in this current format, but still very impressive. One state championship back in 2008. Rita, you remember that one well.
Very well.
I'm excited for this one. And I think for me, things started to really think that we could get to a position where we're at today with Coach Groves and this group. Was that game against Plymouth? 46-43.
Yes.
Plymouth was, Plymouth end of the season is a 500 team, but that was a big challenge for Triton just because of the size that the Pilgrims put out there. And the second game of the year for Triton, and a little bit of a later start. Some of these guys were playing football in the postseason, so they weren't quite in basketball shape either. And Coach Groves said to us in the postgame show, we were executing things in the second half in that overtime game better than we did better than we may have late in the season. There's stuff that we put into our playbook and our you know, our installation the last 10 games of the season that we had to run in that game just because of the different mismatches that Plymouth was giving them, and they executed it well, and they got a 46-43 win. And then it was like, okay, we're going to keep an eye on this group. And they kept doing those things. They kept winning the games they were supposed to win. That gutty game against LaVille where they were down 13 points,
yeah,
came back and won. Found ways to win. Guys came off the bench. Brady Wood had a great game. They've dealt with some injuries in some stretches. Dante Workman had to miss a couple of games due to a foul that led him to a suspension for one game. So there's been adversity for this group, and they found ways to overcome, and they've gotten this position.
In the LaVille game, they were sick.
Yeah, right.
They were half of them sick,
yeah,
and they still came back and won. However, LaVille got back on it later. That's a great contest. That's a great series of games there in the Bi-County. But I really feel like these kids are mentally strong to take this on. Are they physically good enough? I believe they are. Well, they need a little bit of a break once in a while. Maybe they will, because there has to be a little element of some breaks and luck to get down to the state tournament.
Absolutely. Why don't we go ahead and take our first time out here? We'll come right back out, and we'll get you set for this game. We'll talk a little bit about Clinton Prairie, excuse me, the opponent of the Triton Trojans here in a moment.
Bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step. Call Riker Dinep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come get you. Bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Dinep. They'll come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinep.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery, you don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment, Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
I just can't see all the angles. Chip, tap, digital wallet.
We can help with that.
I love trucking. The open road, the biscuits and the gravy. Can you help me bank when I'm away?
Roger that. We got you, good buddy.
I won my first tournament. So now what?
You can deposit that check with the First Source mobile app.
I need more space for these dogs. Trevor, I know. I'm asking.
We can find a small business loan that works for you and you, Trevor. For every banking need, there's only First Source Bank. FirstSource.com. Member FDIC.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better.
Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, there are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mayor building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, eggnog and cider, and custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. And the Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about many upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Also, they have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at the Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 2180 Southway 31, Rochester.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 399927.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Hall of Famer Rita Price, now in her 50th season on 107.3 WRSW.
Rita, a few moments away from this one getting underway, and we told you we'd have some information on the opponent for Triton, the Clinton Prairie Gophers. That kind of works, Prairie.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know if that's that kind of flows a little bit.
I don't know how they got that.
I don't know how they got that either.
But I mean, I don't know. Did a gopher get loose in the school? You never know.
You never know. But they
won't. They'll dig out a victory. I guess that's what it is.
There you go. Now we're playing all of
them. Yeah.
The Frankfurt Regional Champion, and there's a good reason why there's a lot of Clinton Prairie folks here for this one. A lot of red in the stands. It's their first ever run to the semi-state round, first ever sectional championship and first ever regional championship in the class basketball era. They had won two sectionals prior in 1964-1982. That's it though. This is just one of five postseason tournaments this basketball team has played on the boys' side.
Well, that's very special. It's special for the kids, for the school, and for the fans, and that's one of the reasons why people turn out like this. It's full support. And I know that makes a difference for the kids. I know they make a difference. It makes a difference when they look out and they see that. So Triton, of course, has the kids go back to the locker room. At this particular point, all the coaches are out here. The X's and O's are put together for a victory. Now we'll see if they can implement them.
Rita, I think I'm most excited in this matchup to see how Triton deals with Jake McGraw. He's going to be number four today. He's 6'5", and he averages 23 points per game. Is that height going to be too much to throw a guy like Dante Workman on? Because that's who would normally go on the best offensive player for the opposing team when it comes to Triton's defensive assignment.
Well, they had to do that before. It's not easy. You and I both know it's not easy. And the main thing is you have to defend him very well and make sure you don't commit any personal fouls. That's the biggie. So we'll wait and see how that works out. There's no match for that kid on Triton's team. So they have to come up with a different strategy in order to win. And I think sometimes when you have that point blank in your face, it might be a little easier sometimes than trying to figure four or five kids that are in double figures.
Clinton Prairie scooted past Lafayette Central Catholic 58-55 in overtime to get to this game. And, of course, we just said Jake McGraw, he's going to be a big impact in this one. 23 points per game, 8 rebounds. Their second leading scorer with 16 points per game is 6'2 senior guard Alex Farley. He's going to be one to watch on the perimeter. But, yeah, I think that, I don't know, it's going to be interesting how Coach Groves looks to guard or try to figure out a defensive assignment for a much larger Clinton Prairie group. when I told you coming into this week, even though Triton, according to John Harrell, a 13-point underdog, I, for one, trust Coach Groves, and I believe he'll find a way to make this as competitive as possible and give Triton their best opportunity to win this game.
I think you're absolutely right. We have a lot of faith in him, and a lot of other people do, too. And the big thing is the kids are on the same page with him, and that's the biggest thing. Now, when they trust the coaching staff to lead the way, and they cooperate in every way, which they've done all year long, that is so big. Most teams never even have a chance to get here because of that feature. Chemistry is everything. Coaching is so much when you get this far. Soon we'll throw the ball up and we'll find out how that all works out.
We will throw the ball up. The three in charge of making sure the ball stays in play and everything stays clean today is Jake Linder. He'll be the referee. The two umpires will be Lachelle Hatcher and Rick Frank. We saw Lachelle. She was an umpire for one of the girls' state championship games. So we're going to get started first with the Triton Trojans. We'll throw it down to the scorer's table and the public address announcer for that information. Give you the starters real quick because we've got them in front of you just in case you didn't pick them up there. It's the same group that we're used to for the Trojans. It is number 4, Landon Patrick. Number 5, Dante Workman. Number 10, Julian Swanson. Number 20, Gage Riffle. And number 33, Tanner Webboyo. We'll now throw it back to the floor as we hear the Clinton Ferry Gophers. Thank you. is the groups for both sides.
Now, just keep one thing clear. They've got a big kid, but they got other big kids.
They do.
They're big.
There's some size in this group, without a doubt, for Clinton Prairie. And it's not necessarily height as much as it is just overall length and kind of some brute force.
So pop some threes. That's the first thing we need to do.
That's going
to
be the difference in this game in my mind for Triton is how well do they come in? You know, how early can they knock down that first three just to relieve a lot of that pressure? We saw that happen in their win against Lakewood Christian.
So the tip-off is controlled right away, and it'll be picked up right away by Clinton Prairie. The Gophers will have the ball for the first strike. See what they can do as they set in the backcourt. It'll be the big guards against the little guards today. I think we see that combination right now. Basketball in the backcourt. It'll be picked up by McGraw. McGraw with the basketball holds it up. High on the outside. Looks to the right and left-hand dribble. Top of the key. Pulls it up. Looks for more. Gets it back out straight away. They come back out to Farley. Farley takes the cut on the inside. Flips it over the left wing. It's knocked out of bounds. Is it off Crichton? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it isn't. It's off Clinton Prairie.
Can you just see how focused Triton is on that first possession? And the thought that came to my mind, too, Rita, is, yes, there's a lot of size for Clinton Prairie. But Triton's schedule is built so front-heavy that they play a really balanced schedule. Not saying they play a ton of bigger schools, but it is a balanced schedule with bigger kids. So that helps in moments like this.
All much more than 1A. Ball comes to the backcourt. It'll be picked up right away by Triton. Swanson thought about dialing up a three, but it was a long ranger if he would have done it. Workman now with the ball. Top of the key. Off to the outside to Patrick. Over to Workman. Workman makes the cut on the inside. Goes over to the right wing deep. It'll be picked up now with a bounce pass from Ruffel to Benhoyo. Benhoyo in the lane has no room. He'll go to Patrick, and Patrick will throw the first shot up. No good. Benhoyo got the handoff. Didn't get it, but got it out to the outside. It was picked back up by Patrick. They'll come back out to Workman. Workman with the basketball out top of the key. Looks over to the left wing, looking for some help, and help goes to the left corner. It'll come to Swanson. Swanson with the ball. Workman takes it all the way in, shoves it over the right side, shot for Riffle. No good, long, and it goes out of bounds and go right back to Clinton Prairie.
That's okay, but what I love that first possession from Triton is they get two pretty good shots. They were defended well, but you get an offensive rebound and then nearly a second deflection that was kicked back to the perimeter. So even though they're undersized, working a little bit harder on the glass and finding some extra opportunities.
Balls to the left wing. It'll be picked up right away, and it'll be picked up by Nick Curtin. Curtin gets the ball off top of the key. Brings it over to the outside now. Looking for the rim on the outer perimeter. Farley passes it up. A pass down low to the left wing. Comes to the inside to Jake McGraw. McGraw, top of the key. Rolls it around over to the right side. Going to be a pass? No, thought about the drill on the right side, but it was cut off immediately by Benhoyo. We'll come back over to the right side now. Picking it up. Nice open. Hello, there's the shot. Well, they waited until somebody had the dash to the rim. And the shot was up and put away with authority by Nick Huey. So it's 2-0 Clinton Prairie. Triton with the ball. Brings it in the outside. Goes to Riffle. Back out straight away to Workman. Workman with the ball goes inside. A pass that was a little bit too dangerous then. Picked off by Clinton Prairie. They'll bring it down over the line quickly. They'll go to the right side. The shot's up and it's no good. Rebound front four. Pick up underneath. Shot's up and in. Give another one to Nick Huey.
And that time there really wasn't a size mismatch. Triton just didn't box out. If Whitholio was able to box that out, kind of go after the rebound, that gives them a better opportunity. But Ewing just standing there and said, oh, I'll grab the basketball and put it back up.
Exactly. Ball over to the left wing. Workman deep in the left corner to Riffle. Thought about it, changed his mind, not thought about it again. So he's missed two threes in a row. He'll bring it back straight away, and it'll be picked up by Patrick. Patrick's going to be mugged going in. And that's going to be a personal foul that might be on Harshbarger.
And Patrick tried to kind of bait the official into letting him maybe go to the free throw line and shoot two, but that was on the floor, and that's where they'll keep it. They'll keep it on the floor.
Well, you take those two because basically, if you get one of these guys in some foul trouble, it will help later. The ball comes back to Workman. He'll fire a three on his own. No, it will go too hard. And the rebound's taken away by Patrick. Patrick stole it away. We'll go over to the left wing now, deep in the left corner. He'll hold it up in the outside and on top of the key. Comes back to Swanson. Swanson with the basketball. Brings it in top of the key. Looks for a little bit of help. They go down low. Can they get it down low? No, just going to kind of wait for it. A little patience right now. 2-0, or 4-0, rather. Clinton Prairie with the lead.
Like get the skunk out of the boat here. You know, really get one to go through and see that scoreboard with a crooked number.
Riffle puts one up, no good. Benhoyo. Benhoyo up, no good. Rebound to the right side. It'll be Alex Bartley.
Another offensive rebound, though, for Triton.
Really impressive on that side of it. Just couldn't get it to go down the hole. Ball turns around to the outside, and we'll pick it up in the outer perimeter. It'll be Ewing. Ewing at the basketball. Back out straight away to Alex Farley. Farley with the ball now. Farley holds it up to the right side. He tried this down low pass and worked really well before. We'll see how it works this time. We'll bring it on the baseline. Down low they go. Turn around to reverse. That one. Give that one to Nick Curtin. And now it is 6-0.
The focus is on McGraw and Farley, and it's two guys that aren't the leading scorers who have six points.
And that will hurt you badly. Ball on the right side to Swanson. Swanson over to the right wing. Picked up his Workman. Workman goes in to Ben Hoyer. Or he gets it off his feet. Put the shot up and good. And the personal foul is going to be called as well. Great job by Ben Hoyer down low.
I love the energy from Tanner there. He's working hard. He felt like he earned it. And we're going to get a timeout.
I guess we do.
Everybody's coming back. I didn't see an official timeout whistle, but it is indeed a timeout, so we will take it. 6-2, 3:33. We're back in a moment.
Hey there, Viking fans. It's Baylen Height, voice of Death Valley Football, with Michael Lukens, class of 1999. And Mike has got a big announcement for the Football Booster Club.
That's right, Baylen. To kick off the summer, we've got our second annual alumni reunion and fundraiser. We hope you can join us for a great night of food and fellowship on June 13th in the evening.
That'll be great. The next reunion on June 13th at the Akron Community Center. For more information, find the group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Death Valley Football.
Neftone is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neftone. Estimates are available, and Neftone will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neftone of Mentone.
Neftone of Mentone.
Now back to the court for tonight's game with Rita Price, now in her 50th season on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Okay, but Hoyer, you got to hit him.
He's shooting into a sea of red here.
Sure is.
No good.
Oh. Ball's loose, out of bounds, she gets it. We're right back here again. Who are they going to give the ball to? Triton again?
I believe so.
It was kind of flubbed on that ball on the rebound. I thought it was going out far enough that they could pick it up, but they couldn't, and Triton ends up with the ball back. So they had some breaks here to shoot. They need to get the shot rolling. Top of the key is Workman. Workman with the basketball looks over to the bench. Brings it over to the right side. He'll be picking up right away. Back out to Riffle. Riffle over the left wing. Picking up now is Workman. Workman back straight away to the outside. It'll be picked up by Patrick. Patrick works down low. Bounce pass inside. It's all the way by Workman. Stops up short. Puts up no good. Rebound back up and no good. A little bit of pushing and shoving all over that time. No call either way. So we turn it back now on the rebound. And it'll come back down to Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie, the basketball, goes over the right side. Top of the key. Over the left wing, the shot's up for three. It's a little bit too wide for Mock. It won't go. Mock tries again, and now gets it over the right side. It's up again. Give that one to Nick Curtin.
Triton's working so hard on the offensive and defensive end. They're just not getting rewarded. Some lands not going through.
8-2 the count right now, and that's Clinton Prairie's lead. We'll bring it up top of the key. Let me pick up across court. On the way, a nice outside shot. Looked good for us, but a little bit hard for the rim. And it turns back to the rebound. That will go to Clinton Prairie. So the Gophers have it. Jake McGraw comes in the lane, fires it up short. Rebound down low, though. Back up and in. No, it didn't go in. Now let's see if it does. It does. Two rebounds offensively, and the last shot went by Nick Curtin.
Size pushing through right now.
Yeah. Yep. It's going, showing very, very aggressively on the offensive side, especially for Clinton Prairie. Easy down low shots. Ball goes over to the right side. It'll be Patrick. Back out down to Swanson. Swanson with the ball. Patrick. Patrick holds it up in the backcourt. Looks to the outside. Bounce pass left wing. Riffle 4-3. That's good. That opened it up. So Riffle scores. It's now 10-5. A 5-point lead for Clinton Prairie.
We're going to get Brady Wood in at the next break as well. That'll give him some more shooting from the perimeter. I just think that with what we've seen already defensively for Clinton Prairie, Pride's going to have to open it up from the perimeter to get back in this game.
Absolutely. And to stay in the game. Ball in the backcourt. It'll be picked up by Smock. Smock with the basketball. High on the outside looking for help. Looks for the action with the bounce pass. And over the left wing, the shot's up, and it's good. Puts a perfect by Alex Farley. 13-5. Well, they're seeing the arc as their friend.
And that's a sigh of relief for Farley as he gets his first basket to go.
But Hoyo turns the ball down low to Workman. He's going to be fouled. Workman tried to get the ball low enough to get a good shot off, but he was fouled in the act of shooting. That will put him to the line for two.
He's got to withstand this push. That's all you got to do. Try to establish themselves as they can. You know, they can be in this game. They're doing things well enough to be in this game.
And that's a second personal foul for Nick Curtin. That's good. That could change the game quickly.
He's got 6 points, but remember, he's not one of their top guys as far as the scoring is concerned. They can change things quickly, but it also open the door for somebody else to get things moving in the way of Jake McGraw or Alex Farley.
Harshbarger comes into the lineup. So the second shot for Workman rims in and out. Rebound taken down low. It'll be picked off now by McGraw. Jake McGraw with the ball. Jake will bring it down over the 10-second line, set it up on the outside. 13-6 the count. Looks like Clinton Prairie's not going to do anything any differently. They're looking for the inside move. They got it from 10 feet away. They put it up. It's a little bit forced on the shot. Rebound comes down low. Kind of a crazy shot to put up there. And I thought that might go, but it did not. Farley and Curtin, the combination to get some good shots off, weren't effective, and it didn't make any difference at their point whether they had the ball or not. Triton's going to have to score here. 13-6 the count. Ball to Swanson. Swanson with the ball over to the right side. It'll come to Wood. Wood with the basketball. Looks for it straight ahead. Over to the right side. Quick pass. Into Workman. He'll try to turn it around. Now he does. Fires it up off center. Didn't really get a good look at it that time. And the rebound spread out in the backcourt.
Got to try to kick if you can. Somebody's open.
So we'll turn the ball back to the backcourt again. Clinton Prairie with it. They come back out top. They give it a long three. Come on, here. And it went. Exclamation point. A long three by Jake McGraw puts it ahead now. 16-6. It's a 10-point spread. We don't like that very much if you're a Triton fan. Triton needs to get back into it. Clinton Prairie 10, 10-point lead, 16-6. 8 minutes up on the clock for the second period to start. We'll be back after this on WRSW.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
It's her 50th season broadcasting live and local high school sports. Here's more with Hall of Famer Rita Price on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Boy, Brady Wood had the fact that he got ball back tight, but he actually lost it. It's going to be Patrick with the shot, no good. They try to bounce it down to Overmeyer now in the lane, and it's going to be a hell ball.
It's going to go back.
And I'm telling you, that little bounce pass on the inside might almost be prohibitive today.
It's just not going to be there. That's a play that Triton runs very well throughout the regular season. But you've had to think that, you know, Clinton Prairie, they're going to do their homework as well. They're going to put themselves in a position to know just exactly what's coming or try to anticipate what's coming from Triton.
On the baseline we go. Back out once again. Looking for an open shot. There's the open shot on the arc. It's no good. That one didn't go. It was put up well, though, by Harshbarger. So we're going to bring it up over the line to the left wing. Picking it up now down low, turning it on the baseline, back straight away. Workman for three. No good. Rebound goes over to the right side. It'll be picked up by McGraw. Jake McGraw brings it down to the 10-second line. But we have a personal foul before that. They scored, as you can hear, but the personal foul was called before that. So take the basket away.
Yeah, they didn't just score. You can take that basket away. And that's fortunate.
You don't lead the score?
No, they will not lead the score up. But Landon Patrick smartly reaching in to foul to stop the fast break. Jake McGraw just absolutely brought the gym down on a play that may be one of the better dunks you'll see that won't count this season.
And that always puts them on the momentum trail, too. Anytime you have a team that can do that, everybody's involved in it then. So Clinton Prairie will bring the ball in. They bring it into the left wing, back out once again to the outside. It'll be picked up by Smock. Back or down low, turn around all the way. No, it's going to be short by Jake McGraw, but that will put him at the line.
Foul's going to go against Landon Patrick. Nope, check that. You know, it is. Put it up as Workman. It was Patrick first, then Workman. Workman's first. The Triton's doing enough defensively, but the issue is they're having to now overcommit because of the rebound disparity, 13-8 in favor of Clinton Prairie. And what that's doing is that's opening up the perimeter and then the dribble drive for Clinton Prairie. And they're taking full advantage of it.
Take the first shot at the line. It's no good. So Jake McGraw will have one more coming.
Right, 1-for-7 from beyond the arc.
No, he missed both.
All their shots.
Okay. Here we go now. Triton now with an opportunity, and they need to make the most of the opportunities now. They're down by 10, and that's enough. Ball goes down to Swanson. It's all the way up. No, he missed the shot. Rebound goes underneath. It'll be picked up right away in the backcourt and brought up over the line. McGraw had the rebound. We'll see what they can put together here. The ball comes over to the right side. It'll be picked up by Farley. Farley with the basketball deep in the right wing. Looking for a little bit of help. They come back out straight away again to Smock. Smock with the basketball. Looks inside the baseline. Knocked away by Borkman, but picked back up by Clinton Prairie. So they'll reload the offense. They'll pick up the offense this time to Nick Ewing. Ewing, top of the key. On the outside, over the left wing. Rotating the ball all on the exterior. Shot up. Good. Give that one on the three-point shot to Ryan Harshbarger.
You got to feel like if you're going to shoot that, you better feel like it's going to go in because that was a really contested shot. And it just splashes through. I mean, really, really hard for Triton right now. Defensively, they're doing what they can, but it's starting to be demoralized, I think, a little bit by the lack of success in the offensive end.
Well, they just have to do it one shot at a time. You can't get it all back at once. Although it seemed like when you blinked your eyes, it was there for Clinton Prairie. Ball goes over the left wing. It'll be picked up by Wood. Wood to the basketball straight away. Workman takes it all the way down. Got the general roll that time. So it is 19-8. Clinton Prairie has the lead and the ball. We'll bring it over the line and start to play. High on the outside, over to the left wing. Back straight away to the outer perimeter. Back over top of the key. And we'll set up the offense again. All on the exterior, Smock. Smock with the ball. Over to the left wing now to Farley. Down low they go. Can they get McGraw free? He'll try it. He got it up. Oh, he got it up and it fell over to the left side of the rim and then went in. Talk about the shooter's touch.
Got it.
So a couple of new kids come in the lineup. Ruffa will come in. So will Large.
Coach Grove, I think, just looking to get a little bit of a rest for Witt-Hoyo.
So we'll see what happens now with stepping in the line is Jake McGraw. And Jake is a 6'5 senior. On the way, it's good. You got that to go. Converted the three-point play, and now it's 22-8. Got 5:50 left to go in the first quarter. We'll bring it up over the line. It'll be Patrick. Patrick with the basketball. Skims it over the left wing to Swanson. Swanson with the ball. Holds it up top of the key. Comes back out to Workman. Workman with the basketball. Holds it up again. Brings it over the right, left-hand dribble. Now brings it over the left wing. Picking it up to Patrick. Patrick with the ball. Back straight away top of the key. Bounce pass, can't get it. Come back out to Patrick. Patrick holds it up, splits the two players, gets it over to the left wing. Swanson with it, back once again to Patrick. Patrick with the ball, looks straight away, top of the key. Here we come, it'll be Workman. Workman with the ball. Patrick up and no good on the three. And the rebound comes over to the right side, and it'll be picked up right away by Jake McGraw. McGraw with the ball over to the left corner. Shots up, no good on the three attempt. A good look, though. Thinking that good luck was Harshbarger.
Trying to
bring
the
ball inside. Yep, they do. The ball comes inside. Riffle dropped it. Ball is loose. Finally kept alive to Workman. Workman dropped it. Picked up this time to Clinton Prairie. Not yet up over the line. This set up the play to Farley. Farley to the left wing to McGraw for three. No good. Rebound down low. No good. There's the foul in there.
That's an offensive foul. It's a good catch by the officiating staff. There was a lot of pushing and shoving, but ultimately what opened up that rebound for Nick Ewing in that basket was his extension of the right arm to kick out Triton. They were there with three, four Trojans underneath the basket. You got to get this to 10. You got to keep this within 10. It's just the offense is struggling. And Clinton Prairie, knowing that they have the matchup size, you know, that advantage in the interior, they're watching the wings right now. That's all they're worried about.
Ball comes inside to Large. Large back once again to Swanson for three. No, too hard. Rebound, fought for. Basketball is ripped out of the hands of Triton this time. Long pass. Comes right in the hands of Smock and he scores. 24-8 now. We'll bring it over top of the key again. It'll be Patrick. Patrick down low to Swanson. Swanson's going to be fouled. First of all, called on Evan Smock. Need free throws badly here.
Yeah, you need anything you can get. It's not been the first half you hoped for. Clinton Prairie's fought off every adjustment you can make.
Well, I can see why they've been ranked how they've been ranked.
Oh, yeah.
First one up and good.
They've been the favorite out of the North for quite some time. By Denny's accounts.
Coming in the lineup will be with Hoyo, and coming out will be Large.
Shoot 7 of 11 so far. Triton just 2 for 9.
Shot's good. So we got the 2 at the free throw line. 24-10 now. 24-10. And it's Clinton Prairie's lead. And now the ball. They'll bring it up over the line. Alex Farley. Farley over to the left wing now. Picked up on the left wing, top of the key. Loaded up on the right side, and it'll be picked up right away by Farley. They'll look for help on the top of the key, waiting for something to open up. Almost took it away that time. Good job by Riffle to get a hand on it.
Gates thought he should have maybe had a run out there. He's upset with himself because it was a tough play to reel in, but he may have had an opportunity.
So we'll bring the ball in the backcourt. Alex Farley has it. Gets it over the 10-second line. A little bit of bumping there, but not much. Basketball comes out straight away. It'll be Nick Ewing. Ewing with the ball. Holds it up in the perimeter. Straight away it comes to Smock. Smock with the basketball. Back once again it comes. And that'll be Ryan Harshbarger over the left wing on the baseline now. Picking it up on the baseline, McGraw. McGraw thinks about it. Doesn't do it. He'll get the pass off on a beautiful three. Right on the money, Alex Farley. 27-10.
And that's open because Triton's so focused on playing help on the interior.
Shots up by Swanson. Won't go for the three. Ball's going to be rebounded. We'll go over to the right side. Picking up on the deep right wing. Down low. It's going to be Workman. Workman put the ball. Steals it away. Goes out of Winhoyo. Winhoyo down low. Didn't get it. Oh, we have a tussle on the rebound there. I think that was incidental, but how are they going to call it?
Yeah, it's an offensive foul against, or rather not an offensive foul, but just a defensive foul against Tanner Winhoyo.
Looked kind of like a horse collar, if you want to put it in the football realm. But it was really not necessarily that, because it's just the way the ball came down and the kids came down with it.
Oh, yeah, it was a basketball move. Winhoyo has to come out, though, with two.
Okay, we'll put the ball in the backcourt. I'll tell you, right now, nobody seems to have a great game plan except it's kind of, let's get the ball and see if we can finally shoot it for Triton. And right now, Clinton Prairie is really taking advantage of everything. Well, everything Triton is not doing.
It's the defense for Clinton Prairie. It's that mismatch with the size, and then it doesn't help when, you know, they're not missing threes.
No.
4-9 from the arc.
So we're in the backcourt now. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in the first half. Basketball on the outside. High in the outer perimeter comes. Load it up. It will be Smock. Smock moves over the left wing. Oh, nice give him a pass. Went through his fingertips, but picking it back up that time for Smock. The ball's going to be loose, and it will be Swanson with it. Swanson over the line. Quick pass. Down low. Good by Patrick.
Just sustain here. Play good defense. 15 points. It's not insurmountable. I know that feels maybe like a mountain, but you can make little digs at it if you just play solid defense like that. Ooh.
Yeah, Landon Patrick tried to steal the ball away. A little bit too much gamble on that situation. Nick Ewing was ready, and the personal foul's going to be on Patrick. And it was.
It was, yeah. He made a great move, but he got too much body.
So we're going to come down the other end, and that's five personal fouls on Triton now.
That's the second on Landon Patrick as well. I don't think that's going to prohibit him from coming out of the game, though.
So the free throw line will be... Rachel's already shot it. Didn't want to really jinx him too much. But it will be Alex Farley. So far, nothing has jinxed him.
Missed the first, though.
See what they come on this one. On the way. It's good. So, 1-for-2 at the line, a split. 28-12 the count. And that'll be Clinton Perry's lead. Tippecanoe Valley, of course, had the same trouble with a couple of teams that were tall on the outside. Crichton has experienced it, and now the ball's taken away. We're down low, and the shot's not good by Jake McGraw. And this isn't the only time we've seen the same type of thing, I think, really. Balin, it's one of those things you try to overcome if you can. But they've been shooting at a good clip. Dave Riffle takes a three. It's no good. Swanson fell down with the ball. That's traveling.
And Triton has not shot at a good clip.
No.
The three-point shooting that we've seen from the Trojans really helped them. It's not been there. One made three tonight.
Quintana is into the lineup. We'll bring it up over the line now. So it'll be held up. Was it a personal foul? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It was in the backcourt. It looked like maybe it was a personal foul and Swanson was going to hit the deck. Shot up. Good again. Well, give Jake McGraw another three. How many points for him altogether?
I've got him with 6, 10, 11 points.
11 of the 33.
A little bit of a mixed bag. He's hit 2 twos, 2 threes, and a free throw.
Okay.
And he's not missed. That's the big thing. He has not missed.
They've all been very effective. They pass the ball well. Not making a lot of errors, and that's 95% of it. Triton off their feet right now, trying to hit anything. The ball comes over the left wing to Swanson. Swanson back out straight away to the outside. It'll be in the outer perimeter. Got a personal foul there. Compared to what we've seen, that may seem a little ticky-tacky, but it was a personal foul. It's a reach-in. So the personal foul will be called.
One more foul to give for Clinton Prairie if they want to defensively over this next 6.1 seconds left. Wood checks in for Quintana. It's going to give them a better shooter on the perimeter here in a late buzzer situation.
Farley was whistled for that personal foul. Swanson with it, goes inside, tries to get the ball up, cat. That's supposed to be picked up on the floor, and they'll loop it long. That's the end of the first half. So after one half of play, it's all Clinton Prairie. 33-12. We'll come back and tell you how it all happened after we get this break on WRSW.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Even though we've grown to over 90 people with 5 locations over the last 30 years, we're still a family-owned business with a pledge from our family to serve your family with honesty and expertise. As a Bryant Factory Authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Fix your furnace, upgrade your AC, or take care of that pesky plumbing issue. We're here for you at Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow with Flotec. Online at flotecpnh.com.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Bad Rick, oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call them boys in blue, car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call them boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Riker Genep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad Rick, oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Genep to come and get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. contractors, a GPS survey, and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon, open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale, and services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment, Old Road 30 in Edna Green, family owned since 1970.
Broadcasting live and local sports on WRSW for 50 years. Let's head back courtside with the legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
Rita, not the first half that Triton was hoping for as we welcome you to our Alderfer Bergen halftime show. Halftime score 33-12. Triton trailing Clinton Prairie. And the first half shooting numbers, well, they kind of tell the story. 54% for Clinton Prairie, 13 of 24 there in that first half. It was just 4 of 24 for 16% for Triton. It was 16-6 at the end of the first quarter, and Clinton Prairie outdid themselves 17-6 in the second quarter. Our scoring through the first for Triton, balanced stat sheet, 3 points for Gage Riffle, 3 points for Dante Workman, 2 for Landon Patrick, 2 for Julian Swanson, and 2 for Tanner Witt-Hoyo. For Clinton Prairie, Jake McGraw had a bit of a slow start, but he's been active in the second quarter. 11 points for him on 6 rebounds, 6 total points for Alex Farley, 6 for Nick Curtin, 5 for Nick Ewing, 3 for Ryan Harshberger, and 2 for Evan Smock. The rebounding battle, 20-13 in favor of Clinton Prairie. The assist numbers, 2 baskets for Clinton Prairie have been assisted. No baskets have been assisted for Triton. Turnovers, not really much of an issue for either team. Triton with 5, Clinton Prairie with 4. Triton has not led this game. The largest lead is currently at its current score, 21 points, 33-22. Triton's longest run, 3. Clinton Prairie's longest run, 14-3. Not a lot to be said, Rita, after that first half. Obviously, Triton not quite done yet. 21 points, not insurmountable with their shooting, but I think I'm not worried about the Triton offense as I'm worried as much about the defense finding a way to stop this attack.
And I don't know at this particular point exactly how you would do that. They have the combination of a 6'5 kid that can also shoot threes, and then everybody else just does their part. And they do it very well. They pass the team, they pass the ball well. It's a passing team that's very, very good compared to some of what we've seen all season long. And I can understand why John Harrell makes the prediction he makes. Triton's going to have to do a lot of adjusting. Will they get that done? Well, they'll have the game plan in front of them here at halftime. If they come out and institute it, you get a lot of points to get back. But the big thing for me would be not the points you have to score, but how you can stop them from scoring more.
Absolutely. Let's get some scores before we take you back out and come right back for the second half. Homestead leading Crown Point after one quarter in Class 4A. East Chicago Central at halftime leading Delta in Class 3A North 26-17. We still don't have a score yet from that Manchester Gymtown game. I think that had a later start time. 17-15 in 4A South Jeffersonville over Mount Vernon. No score from Princeton and Indy Addicts. And 14-10, Linton Stockton over University in Class 2A, and still no start time in Class 1A South, the second game between Liberty Christian and Clay City. Timeout time for us. We're back here in a little bit to get you started for second half action. Triton trailing, though, against Clinton Prairie, 33-12.
I just can't see all the angles. Chip, tap, digital wallet.
We can help with that.
I love trucking. Open road, the biscuits and the gravy. Can you help me bank when I'm away?
Roger that. We got you, good buddy.
I won my first tournament.
So now what?
You can deposit that check with the First Source mobile app.
I need more space for these dogs. Trevor, I know. I'm asking.
We can find a small business loan that works for you and you, Trevor. For every banking need, there's only First Source Bank. FirstSource.com. Member FDIC.
For the best pizza around and the best price plus delivery, it's Bourbon Street Pizza. There's a Bourbon Street Pizza near you. Bourbon, Plymouth, Culver, Argus, Mentone, Napanee, and more. Deliveries available at all locations. You can choose from a wide variety of toppings. And Bourbon Street Pizza has pasta and wings. Add some breadsticks and center sticks, and you're all set. Bourbon Street Pizza. You can stop in for lunch or call for delivery. Check the website for hours and menu. From the oven to your door, Bourbon Street Pizza.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better.
Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, there are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the Old News Mayor Building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, eggnog and cider, and custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. And the Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about many upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Also, they have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at the Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 2180 Southway 31, Rochester.
Leveler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third-generation family-owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high-quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Leveler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Leveler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Let's head back to the hardwood, where Rita Price is standing by live, and where she's been broadcasting for the last 50 years, on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
So back to the action again, live in half the basketball. Top computer goes to the right side, working with Chris Rothoff and Ross, no good. And the rebound is cleared out immediately by Nick Purton. So here we come. 33-12, Clinton Prairie had the first half all their way. We'll see if Triton can stop some of that. The ball goes over to the left wing to McGraw. McGraw gets a nice pass down low. Well, that won't stop it. Nick Ewing was there on the cut. It's up and in, and it's 35-12.
Lost a shoe. Jake McGraw blew a tire.
Well, it makes him a little shorter, so he's going to put it back on.
Maybe the only way to stop him or slow him down. Play with one shoe. Back door was open once again. That's what kind of opened that up for Clinton Prairie. Everybody really focused for Triton defensive on what was in front of them. Triton just want to finish strong here. You want to try to work your way, you know, manage this game. Can you get it to 10 before the end of the third quarter? Is that achievable? Is that something you can work towards and really set yourself up for a game plan in the fourth quarter? Remember, they came back trailing by 14. To LaVille, so it's not necessarily always insurmountable, but you got to get something this third quarter.
Well, let's see what Triton can do. They have the ball. They go to Swanson. Swanson with the basketball, holds up in the backcourt over the right side now. Comes the outside to Workman. Workman with the ball. Over to the left wing. It's going to be baseline to Swanson. Swanson brings it back out. Once again, it comes to the outside to Patrick, top of the key. Swanson for a long three. No, off the mark. Workman, back up, no. Hoyo, back up, yes. Well, they got three offensive luckheads at that time. And they got the last one to go, so it's 35-14. Clinton Prairie with the ball. They bring it over to the left wing. It'll be picked up in the left corner and out of Jake McGraw. McGraw comes back out the curtain, top of the key. Holding it up to the outside, looking for somebody open. They go to Harshbarger. Harshbarger goes right to the inside and the left, and will rotate it back out again. A good passing team, kind of always on the mark of what's coming up next. The ball goes down low, shot up, and good. Boy, was that contested or not? Nick Curtin danced all around that and got it to go in.
Hustle it through.
37-14. Patrick goes a little bit too deep now to get a shot off. He'll bring it back once again to the outside to Workman. Workman with the ball. Goes to Swanson. Swanson back once again to the inside to Workman. Scoops it up. Nope, missed it. Rebound down the other side. Up and in by Workman.
Triton's found something attacking from the perimeter, but you have to get stops on the other end to make it count.
37-16. On top of the key. Over to the right wing. Back deep right corner. Straight away. Hold it up in the left wing. Left wing. Curtin was ready, but everybody else wasn't. Now we get in the backcourt to McGraw. McGraw with the basketball brings it over to the left wing. Looking now top of the key. They come back out straight away to Farley. Farley with the ball. Being picked up by Swanson. Farley brings it over to the left wing. It'll be picked up in the left corner. Once again, the shot's going to be up and good. Give him a three. It's just hard to beat.
Backbreaker.
Alex Farley got that one.
Yeah. So hard, all defensive possession. They still find a way to get a three.
Because that wasn't an easy shot. The ball to Wenhoyo. Wenhoyo brings it in. Top of the key to the left wing. It'll be Patrick. Scoops one up and in. Good job for Patrick. So it's 40-18. Clinton Prairie with the ball in the lead. They'll bring it over to the left wing and hold it up in the left corner. Back straight away to the outside. High in the outer perimeter. It'll come to McGraw. McGraw with the ball to the right wing. Holding up. Now they'll look for the recourse. Come to the outside. See if they can get something open. That was a very good pass idea, but the pass didn't go. Now everybody hits the deck. Should be held off.
And everybody watching for Triton there. Wanted to see maybe some more active hands after Riffle got that initial deflection. Possession area will keep it with Clinton Prairie.
So coming to the line, this time to bring it in, will be Nick Ewing. Ewing with the ball. Gets it to the backcourt. We'll set up now to Farley. Farley to Ewing. Ewing bounce pass. Into McGraw. McGraw back out once again. Ewing tried one up. No good. Personal foul in the lane. So that personal foul is going to be called. And it will be called on Gage Riffle. That's his first. Ewing toes it up, fires it up, and good. I'll have one more. So they have a substitution coming in for Clinton Prairie at the first stop. Smock will be setting in.
Key for Clinton Prairie is just make some free throws and don't make too many mistakes. Don't give any momentum back to the Trojans if you don't have to.
So the second free throw goes up and in by Ewing. And now the count is 42-18. 42-18.
He had a big start in this game, didn't Nick Ewing? I mean,
yeah, he
scored
did.
Those first two baskets for Clinton Prairie after Triton looked pretty solid defensively, and now he's making an impact at the free throw line.
So Patrick's shot is no good. The rebound's being picked off right away by Clinton Prairie. They'll bring it down over the 10-second line and set it up. McGraw takes it all the way down, lays it up, and got it. That was a tough shot. Tried to the ball. Patrick over the line in a hurry. Comes back out to Workman. Workman with the basketball, holds it up on the perimeter. Now rolls it around to the left side. Goes down low when Hoyo missed the opportunity for the pass collected, and that turns it back once again to Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie the ball. Cross court, top of the D, right side. Down low we go again. One of those extra high percentage shots that went in for Nick Curtin. So we'll bring it up over the line now with a 46-18 lead. And that's from Clinton Prairie. Shots up at a good one by Warren Clinton.
Second take three for Triton today.
46-21. We'll bring it over the line. Setting up to the right side. It'll be set up this time by Nick Curtin. He'll hold it up. Curtin gets the ball out straight away. Smock is going to be brought in. Tries to pass to the right side. Shots up and now goes to the left wing. It's up and no good. Rebound fumble. And Patrick ends up on the left. So it'll be Patrick over the left wing. Shots in the lane. Swanson, yes. So we've got a couple of baskets to fall here. 46-23. 2:45 left to go in the third. We'll bring it now to the 10-second line. It's up and in. Get that one to Alex Barley. So Triton brings it over the line again. It'll be Patrick over the right side to Riffle. Gage shot is up. No good. Rebound. Renfroyo tries to get everybody off of their feet and does and draws the personal.
I think he's just going to get two shots. I don't think they're going to count the basket because I think the foul came before the shot. Yeah. Two shots coming up.
How many times have you heard coaches say, we need to get off to a good start?
Yeah.
That's primarily what happened here. We have timeout. 48-23. Clinton Prairie has the lead, and we're back here after this on WRSW.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Hey there, Viking fans. It's Baylen Height, voice of Death Valley Football, with Michael Lucas, class of 1999. And Mike has got a big announcement for the Football Booster Club.
That's right, Baylen. To kick off the summer, we've got our second annual alumni reunion and fundraiser. We hope you can join us for a great night of food and fellowship on June 13th in the evening.
That'll be great. The next reunion on June 13th at the Akron Community Center. For more information, find the group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Death Valley Football.
To come out, Tanner Woodhoyo makes that first free throw.
They'll have one more coming. Large is at the scorer's bench to come in. That's no good. And the rebound over the right side is to be picked up by Ryan Harshbarger. So let's bring it up over the line now and see what they can do. Clinton Prairie has had control of the game since the opening tip-off. Go to the outside, down low it goes. Inside, now back out once again. That shot is up. It's in and out. Good luck for Alex Farley, but it wouldn't go. Rebound taken by Gage Riffle. He'll bring it back out. Couldn't miss the reverse of the left side, and that turns it over again to Clinton Prairie. So Clinton Prairie will have the ball. It'll be Swinford with it. Back out straight away. Hold it up in the action. And we'll bring it over the right side. Top of the key is up, and it's good again. And those kids are singeing it from the three. That's Alex Farley. And now it's 51-24.
Seventh made triple the game.
And we're down to 1:33 left to go.
Man, and Patrick got that one to go.
Take a look at it down here. I'm trying to look at what some of the percentages are. And the percentages are very, very, very low yet. Shot down low. Goes up by Alex Farley. He got it in the point. Eight. So basically, what it all boils down to, Triton now is beginning to hit a few shots. The percentage is still very low, but they can't stop it at the other end. Fight for the ball. Double team situation. Ball over to the right side. The shot's up by Wood. Good. Dial him up and let him roll. 53-28. We'll bring the ball up over the line. It is set up right away by Farley. Farley gets the ball over to the right side now. Clinton Prairie with the basketball. They get it in the inside. McGraw thinks about the move, changed his mind. We'll go back out and start at the key. It'll be back over the right wing, looking for a little bit of help. He'll work against Workman. Nobody home there, so he comes back out to the outside. They'll take another three. No good. A good look, a little bit over to the left side there, but when it came down to it, Curtin couldn't hit it, and Triton ends up with the ball. Triton with the basketball. Brings it over to the right side now. Holds it up. We're down to 14 seconds left to go in the third. We'll bring it back out to Wood. Wood with the ball. Back once again to the outside to Patrick. Patrick with the basketball holds it up. Goes over to the right side to Wood. Wood almost taken away from him. And we're going to have a personal foul call in the backcourt.
Reach in with just 3 seconds left.
The personal foul is going to be on Smock. And Triton will have to bring the ball in too. Because only two team fouls this period have been lodged against Clinton Prairie. Large comes back to the lineup for Triton. Riffle will bring it in. Riffle bounce pass over the right side, Workman. Workman throws one up, double teamed. No good. And at the end of three periods of play, it's still overwhelmingly Clinton Prairie. They lead at 53-28 over Triton. We'll be right back after this on WRMSW.
New Horizon Lock prevents leaks with a hidden fastener design. This new steel siding prevents the appearance of standing seam for less. The panels snap together quickly, so installation is less expensive. Extra protection from leaks, no hand seaming, and lower insurance rates make Horizon Lock the beautiful, perfect panel for both residential and light commercial roofs. Check out Horizon Lock at Niftone of Mentone. Niftone is always looking for new quality steel siding and roofing products. If it's quality, it's Niftone of Mentone.
Niftone of Mentone.
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Wood takes a three-point shot. It's no good. The rebound came off kind of funny, about halfway back to him, and it was picked up by Clinton Prairie. The basketball now in the hands of Smock. They go over to the left wing and pass it on the inside. Didn't have any room, bringing it back out straight away. So they can take a little time off the clock if they want. It's 53-28, and we're 7:20 left to go in the game. They bring it over to the right side deep. Inside it goes. Shots up and good. Give that one to Jake McGraw. So now it is 55-28. The ball on the inside to Workman. They'll take it all the way down. Laid up two.
Couts put together a good performance in that game number one, but I really don't know if they're going to have it either to get past just how strong Clinton Prairie has looked in this game.
I tell you, they are deep. Really deep. You can pull some kids off the bench. It doesn't make that much difference, but their turnover level is going to be low. You'll see that after the game is over as well. Ball from the left wing picked up in the left corner.
Can't turn the ball over too much when you're making nearly every shot.
No, you can't. Shots up and no good. It's fought for by McGraw and also Workman. We're going to have a personal foul call on that play.
You know, pushing it back on McGraw. And I think also you're starting to see kind of frustration, rather the draining of how hard Triton has had to defend just to keep this game within 25 points, really. And I think you're starting to see a little exhaustion take part with the Trojans as well. Guys are getting tired.
I threw a banana histamine.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm good to go.
All right.
Ball comes over top of the key. We'll bring it over the left wing quickly over to the deep left corner. High on the outside, it comes to Smock. Smock down with the ball, goes over to the left wing, and we're going to have timeout, Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie calls timeout with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth, 55-32. Right now, it's all Clinton Prairie. And I don't know how you ever get around this now, but Triton needs to make it more respectable if they can. We'll be right back after this on WRSW.
The 50th season broadcasting Indiana high school basketball is back with legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Even though we've grown to over 90 people with 5 locations over the last 30 years, we're still a family-owned business with a pledge from our family to serve your family with honesty and expertise. As a Bryant Factory Authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Fix your furnace, upgrade your AC, or take care of that pesky plumbing issue. We're here for you at Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow with Flotec. Online at FlotecPNH.com.
Now back to the court for tonight's game with Rita Price, now in her 50th season on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Back once again. Clinton has the ball. This crew from Clinton Prairie, they thought they could get the ball inside. They got too far out of bounds, and it turns over. Clinton turns it right back to them, and Landon Patrick picks it right back up. Patrick brings it in the lane, back over to the left wing. Wood's going to pop a long three. That's short. Rebound goes over the right side. It'll be picked up right away by McGraw. We're going to bring it up over the line. They had the right idea there. They just couldn't hit the open three. We'll bring it over the right side now. Picking it up on the right side. It'll be picked up by Farley. Farley with the ball. Goes over to the left wing now. Goes down low. Good. He got it. So they're making inside-outside their game now. 57-32. Clinton Prairie has the lead. Triton has the ball. Looks straight away over to the right side. Picking it up now top of the key. Out in the outer perimeter, it'll be Swanson. Oh, there's a long three. That's no good. Rebound inside. It was taken inside that time by Nick Curtin. And you were right, Balin. I think just checking threes, you might as well now.
Try to see if you can get the score in a salvageable place. 57-32. I mean, Triton's done everything they could today. Just a three-point field goal has not been their friend, and that's normally something they're much better at. 2 for 18, though.
We'll bring it all the way down. The pass is inside. It goes quickly to Patrick, but he couldn't get a shot off, but he was fouled. That'll be on the floor.
Maybe
so here comes
shot.
Riffle. Now they're not even close to being at the free throw line. I'll
tell you what, if his score stands, which it more than likely will, it's going to be a loud red gym tonight.
Absolutely.
On our first two games.
Riffle on the fly. Three is good. That was good. Got that one, and that was pretty. 57-35. 4:28 left to go in the final stanza. The ball comes down to McGraw. He'll shoot, score. He also was fouled. Insult to injury. It's kind of hard to beat that.
Yep, that's something they've been able to rely on. When they need a basket, go to McGraw, go to the post.
Somebody's going to pick off a good one with him.
17 points.
I can see him in many NAIA schools.
Yep. All-time leading scorer.
It shows. You can see how he does it. It's very efficient both ends of the court, too. Okay, McGraw will go to the line.
Like he's got some local NAIA offers, or some statewide NAIA offers, a couple Division II and III in there as well. So
I hope he
spot
does.
On there, Rita.
You betcha. Shot on the way, and it's good. Oh, rolls around and falls out. Called up too soon. Rattled around, fell out, and Workman was right there. So Workman has the ball, top of the key. We'll set it up to Patrick. Patrick with the basketball tries to go down low, and it's going to be a kick ball. Coming back in the lineup will be number 220, and that's Nick Ewing.
McGraw's going to come out. That might be the it for Jake McGraw.
Happy guy. Everybody is most appreciative. Instead of rest, they've got a tough one tonight. Yep. Not too many hours in between. The ball to the right side is go up and no good by Swanson. And it's going to be picked off from the inside. So Clinton Prairie will have it. The Gophers will bring it up over the line. Swanson tries to stop that. Can't quite do it. They'll bring it over the line on the dribble. We'll bring it in top of the key. Over to the right side now. Picked up by Curtin. Curtin with the basketball. Hooks over to the right side now. Top of the key. High in the Allen perimeter. 59-35. Clinton Prairie has the lead and the ball. They'll bring it over to the right side. On the give and go, they try to work it in. Nobody home there to make that work, so they'll try it deep in the corner. Timeout's going to be called. Clinton Prairie wants a timeout. 59-35. 3:37 left to go in the game. We're right back after this on WRSW.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
59-35, 3:37 left to go. Pretty much just waiting to get that clock down to zero is Clinton Prairie. They're fired up. Their leading scorer hit the bench. Actually, no, he's right back in the game. I say that. He kind of came out, and I thought that was going to be his kind of rest and his goodbye, at least for the first game. He'll be ready for game number two against Couts later tonight.
An attempt to stuff there. All the way with the basket was Nick Curtin. Wanted to stuff the ball. He couldn't get that done, but a personal foul was called.
Some NCAA news. Purdue looks like they're going to go on to the Sweet. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's a full half of basketball left. But 38-20, they're leading McNeese right now, 36 seconds away. We're not too far from Mackey Arena here at Lafayette.
No, that would be a great one if you're a Purdue fan. Yeah. Shots up, no good. And I think more and more people seemingly are now.
Yeah,
it's kind of interesting.
They start to be the best team in the state, and I think people start to they want to follow the success. So that's what starts to happen.
Well, the free throws wouldn't go, and the rebound's going to be taken by Riffle. Riffle brings it up over the line, top of the key, three, good. 59-38 now. Oh, the ball's going to be taken away. Workman took it away. Reverse wasn't good. Patrick followed it up. It's good. 59-40. Looking for help now. We'll go to the inside. It's going to be a reach in on Swanson. Good pass came in. Trying to move that over the line was Nick Ewing, and he was fouled.
That's right. Just trying to remain competitive. They've got under 20 for the first time in quite some time. It's good to see.
Whatever they can do will help. And I think that's what each one of these kids want to do. Went to a 7th state. Want to make it at East as good as you can. We'll bring it up over the line. They set it up on the outside. Ball's tipped away. And now it's tipped away again. And Patrick will steal it. Go to the right side. Chalabs, no good. Other than that, would have been Gage Riffle stealing it. And Patrick took the shot. He didn't make it go, but he will be going to the free throw line. So Riffle hitting a few will be nice for his stats going out as a senior.
We just got one more year, Gage Riffle. Just a junior.
Oh, he's a junior. That's correct. That's correct. As a matter of fact, as you look down that list, there's a big nucleus to go with next year.
He's going to make that point. Caden Large, Dante Workman, they will graduate. Wayne Riker, Ben McFarland, Tanner Woodhoyo, Isaac Baca. So you lose two starters in that bunch. Patrick makes both of them. But there are a lot of guys coming back that have made significant contributions this season.
We're working over the line now. Clinton Perry with a personal foul that was not going to hurt them much with a 59-42 decision at this point. So they'll have the ball back. Bounce pass over the left wing. McGraw with it. McGraw, one-on-one. Brings it back straight away. High on the outside over the right wing. Now will be Curtin. Curtin deep in the left wing. Looking for a little bit of help. They're going to put in a little time and score here, I think. Bring it all over the place, and now it's good. Well, you only do that for so long, and then Nick Curtin saw a little possibility, and he laid it up and in. 61-42. Clinton Prairie with the lead. Triton with the ball. Over to the left wing. Brings it inside over to the deep left corner. Shot's going to be hit by Wood. Short. Rebound over the right side comes off to Nick Ewing. So Ewing will get the ball in the backcourt, and we're going to bring it up over the 10-second line. The ball's going to be loose, comes back out straight away. High on the outside. We'll bring it over to the alley of the perimeter. It's going to be taken away by Wood. Taken away by Workman. Workman with the steal. Brings it down. Off to the inside. Up and good. That'll be up and good by Patrick. 61-44 now. 1:35 left to go in the game. Basketball stolen away. Wood with the steal. Brings it down. Lays it up and got it. Now it is 61-46. We're going to have timeout call. Yeah, timeout call. Clinton Prairie wants to talk it over. 1:21 left to go in the game. 61-46, Clinton Prairie. We're back after this on WRSW.
Bad wreck, oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Record Denep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, oh, what you gonna do? Call Record Denep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Record Denep.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
Back once again here at Lafayette Jeff. Triton lost the ball. Clinton Prairie came back and did the same thing. Triton ends up having it back, and Gage Riffle got an opportunity to hit a low down shot on the transition. Didn't get it, but he'll go to the line for a pair. 61-46. Shot up. Missed it.
Gotta make these free throws. I know that's easier said than done, but man, that you get both those, that's 13 and 108.
Right.
It's not impossible at that point. Especially with the way that Clinton Prairie's had, you know, issues inbounding the basketball.
Shot up and good. Got that one to go. So a 1-for-2 split, and it is 61-47. We'll bring it up over the line. It's going to be taken away or a personal foul. That'll be a personal foul on Patrick, I believe.
It'll be on Patrick. And maybe an offensive foul, perhaps, against Alex Farley. I wouldn't necessarily ignore that.
106 left to go on the clock. Clinton Prairie's going to win this one. Triton is just trying to make it more respectable. The ball comes in the inside. The personal foul on Patrick again.
It's the fourth on Landon, fifth on the Trojans. So going to the free throw line for the final 58 and a half. It's a 19-point quarter so far for Triton. It's obviously the most points they've scored in a quarter so far.
Okay, we'll see what we can do with the line now with Alex Farley. Farley with the basketball. Fires it up and got it. Fundamentally very sound. I think you can put that word on the Gophers because they certainly are.
They just don't make too many mistakes at all.
Coming to the lineup right now will be Nick Ewing. Coming out will be Smock. And toying the mark right now, as we said before, is Farley. Farley's shot is up and no good. Rebound to Wood. Wood will bring it up over the line. Set it up on the outside. And go back out once again to Swanson. Over to the left wing to Riffle. Down low it comes. Patrick fires up a shot that's really hard one. That's rebounded by Wood. Wood gets it back to Patrick. Patrick takes the baseline. No room there to go, but did. Shot was taken up and knocked around two or three times. And now we'll have a hell ball call.
And that was probably it for Triton. If you felt like you had any chance at an effort to get back into it, had to get something on that possession. Love the fight, though, late. This could have looked a lot worse than it did.
Yeah, very much so. Going to the line again will be Nick Curtin. So Curtin fires it up and short.
Coach Groves is going to get his seniors into the game.
Yeah.
And some seniors out of the game.
Big round of applause, I'm sure, from the Triton contingency on these kids.
Okay, Workman checks out.
Been a good crew.
Ben McFarlane will check in for one more time.
It surely gave us a lot of fun this year.
Wayne Reichert.
You know, a high school athlete, I don't think, ever imagines how much joy they give to people. They really don't. You have a full season, you go to the games, you have fun, you appreciate their attitude. It's just something very special. And certainly Triton had that all year.
Yeah, they did. And that was the second free throw. Ewing missed it. Everybody stood there.
Shot up by Vaca. No good. Triton 3, usually can hit those. You got to bring it back to the backcourt and set it up now with 26 seconds left. Ball in the backcourt. They're going to hold it. The coach says, just hold it. No reason to do anything else. The ball's in the hands of Jake Swinford. So Swinford will hold it up. Less than 10 seconds left. All the Clinton Prairie people are up cheering their team, and well, they should. They won this one with an opportunity to come tonight and play again. 62-47 in your final. Clinton Prairie beats Triton in the afternoon game of the 1A Summit State. We'll come back and tell you how it happened with it. And we also have a lot of other area scores across the state, too. It's our Oliver Bergen halftime show, which turns into postgame now. 62-47 in your final. We'll be right back.
I just can't see all the angles. Chip, tap, digital wallet.
We can help with that.
I love trucking. The open road, the biscuits and the gravy. Can you help me bank when I'm away?
Roger that. We got you, good buddy.
I won my first tournament. So now what?
You can deposit that check with the First Source mobile app.
I need more space for these dogs. Trevor, I know. I'm asking.
We can find a small business loan that works for you and you, Trevor. For every banking need, there's only First Source Bank. FirstSource.com. Member FDIC.
For the best pizza around and the best price plus delivery, it's Bourbon Street Pizza. There's a Bourbon Street Pizza near you. Bourbon, Plymouth, Culver, Argus, Mentone, Napanee, and more. Delivery is available at all locations. You can choose from a wide variety of toppings. And Bourbon Street Pizza has pasta and wings. Add some breadsticks and center sticks, and you're all set. Bourbon Street Pizza. You can stop in for lunch or call for delivery. Check the website for hours and menu. From the oven to your door, Bourbon Street Pizza.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better.
Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, there are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the Old News Mayor Building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, eggnog and cider, and custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. And the Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about many upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Also, they have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at the Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency. You 31 in Argus or 2180 Southway 31, Rochester.
Levler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third generation family owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Levler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Levler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
It's her 50th season broadcasting live and local high school sports. Here's more with Hall of Famer Rita Price on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Time for our post-game show presented by Aldifer Bergen. We expect to hear from Coach Jason Groves in just a little bit to talk about the final game of the season for the Triton Trojans as they fall 62-47. Clinton Prairie will take on Counts a little bit later tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll have that game live here on 107.3 WRSW. But first, our statistics from the first half, or rather from the total game, excuse me. For Triton, 12 points for Landon Patrick, 12 points for Dante Workman, 10 points for Gage Riffle, 4 for Julian Swanson, 4 for Brady Wood, 5 for Tanner Witt-Hoyo, for a total of 47 points. Jake McGraw finished the day with 17 points. Alex Farley had 17 points. Nick Curtin with 14 points. Three in double figures for Clinton Perry. Nick Ewing had 9. Ryan Harshberger had 3. Evan Smock had 2. That was your 62 points for the Gophers. Total in the game, 34-28. The rebounding battle looked a little bit closer than it did to start the game overall. But Clinton Prairie did win the rebounding battle, the turnover battle, dead even at 10 apiece. Other notable statistics, shooting percentages, Clinton Prairie shot an outstanding 61%. 25 of 41 from three. They were 41% from three. 61% from the floor, 41% from three. Now their only blemish was 5 of 14 at the free throw line for 35%. For Triton, they shot 32% from the field, 18 of 56. 15 more attempts than Clinton Prairie. 4 of 22 from 3, 18%. And they were 7 of 11, 63% at the free throw line. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back out, get some final thoughts, look at some scores from around the area, and we'll be right back here on 107.3 WRSW.
Hey there, Viking fans. It's Baylen Height, voice of Death Valley Football, with Michael Lukens, class of 1999. And Mike has got a big announcement for the Football Booster Club.
That's right, Baylen. To kick off the summer, we've got our second annual alumni reunion and fundraiser. We hope you can join us for a great night of food and fellowship on June 13th in the evening.
That'll be great. The next reunion on June 13th at the Akron Community Center. For more information, find the group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Death Valley Football.
New Horizon Lock prevents leaks with a hidden fastener design. This new steel siding prevents the appearance of standing seam for less. The panels snap together quickly, so installation is less expensive. Extra protection from leaks, no hand seaming, and lower insurance rates make Horizon Lock the beautiful, perfect panel for both residential and light commercial roofs. Check on Horizon Lock at Niftone to Mentone. Niftone is always looking for new quality steel siding and roofing products. If it's quality, it's Niftone of Mentone.
Niftone of Mentone.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating, and I want to talk to you about the quality of the air you breathe. It's shocking. The air inside your home can be up to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. Signs include sneezing, dry and itchy skin, and other allergy symptoms. Schedule a Flotec air quality evaluation for your home, and we'll make the recommendations that will improve your indoor air. Experience the value of clean air with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Online at FlotecPandH.com. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call the boys in blue, car stalls won't start, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call the boys in blue, wreck in any state and need the best rates, take the next step, call Records and Nep, go with the guys who got the best tools, if you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you, bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, call Records and Nep, they'll come and get you,
remember when you get in a wreck,
call
broadcasting live and local sports on WRSW for 50 years. Let's head back courtside with the legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
Let's see if we get a post-game conversation with Coach Groves. Obviously, wanting to talk with his seniors and his guys for a final time in that locker room as they fell today in a final score of 62-47, and overall, looking at this one, actually looking at a couple scores from around the area. Let's try this again. Crown Point 41, Homestead 29. That's a final in Class 4A North.
Wow.
East Chicago Central 62-46 over Delta. Manchester was leading Jimtown. Jimtown, the Jimmies feel like a team of destiny. I'll tell you what, they really played well against Westview last week, and they are trailing by just two to Manchester at halftime, 27-25. Jeffersonville, with a minute left, minute and a half left, was leading Mount Vernon 59-57. Indy Attucks 52-44 over Princeton with a few minutes left in the third quarter. 46-44, about 2 minutes left in that game. Linton Stockton over University and 42-37, end of the third quarter in the Clay City Liberty Christian game. So, wow, how about that? A lot of close scores from around the area. Already told you the South Bend St. Joe final, but I wanted to make a comment on that game. Josiah Ball of Maconaqua, he scored 38 points in his final high school game. He finished his career with 2,138 points, tying him for 44th all-time in Indiana boys basketball state scoring history. Chase Kineski of St. Joe scored 25 in that game, so that increased his career total to 2,118, which moves him into 50th all-time in He knocked out a guy in the top 50 by the name of Steve Alford. So pretty significant.
That's
there.
That's tremendous, really.
It's two good.
Put a cause like that together in a game plan like that, and you lose.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You think what the heck do you have to do to win? You know, but that's quite a tribute to that young man.
115-81 was the final in that game. We'll take one more time out of here. We'll come back, get you some closing thoughts, and then set you up for tonight's matchup between Couts and Clinton Prairie.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Hey there, Viking fans. It's Baylen Height, voice of Death Valley Football, with Micah Lukens, class of 1999. And Micah's got a big announcement for the Football Booster Club.
That's right, Baylen. To kick off the summer, we've got our second annual alumni reunion and fundraiser. We hope you can join us for a great night of food and fellowship on June 13th in the evening.
That'll be great. The next reunion on June 13th at the Akron Community Center. For more information, find the group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Death Valley Football.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment, Old Road 30 in Edna Green, family owned since 1970.
I just can't see all the angles. Chip, tap, digital wallet.
We can help with that.
I love trucking. The open road, the biscuits and the gravy. Can you help me bank when I'm away?
Roger that. We got you, good buddy.
I won my first tournament. So now what?
You can deposit that check with the First Source mobile app.
I need more space for these dogs. Trevor, I know. I'm asking.
We can find a small business loan that works for you and you, Trevor. For every banking need, there's only First Source Bank. FirstSource.com. Member FDIC.
For the best pizza around and the best price plus delivery, it's Bourbon Street Pizza. There's a Bourbon Street Pizza near you. Bourbon, Plymouth, Culver, Argus, Mentone, Napanee, and more. And delivery is available at all locations. You can choose from a wide variety of toppings. And Bourbon Street Pizza has pasta and wings. Add some breadsticks and cinnamon sticks, and you're all set. Bourbon Street Pizza. You can stop in for lunch or call for delivery. Check the website for hours and menu. From the oven to your door, Bourbon Street Pizza.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Hall of Famer Rita Price, now in her 50th season on 107.3 WRSW.
Back once again here at Lafayette Jack. One of the things we talk about in the post-game show, we talk about good things, bad things, everything in between. And when it comes down to that last game, I know, Jason, it's very difficult to talk about. Next week, you'll think about it more. But I heard this from your wife one time. Well, I said, how is she? How is he when he loses? And she said, it's not good. So I imagine right now it's not good, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was difficult. It was,
Very much, like I said,
more disappointing, I think, than upset right now. But, you know, and our kids feel the same way. And it's not, I'm not disappointed in our kids, just disappointed in the outcome and, you know, the performance. And give them credit. They played really well. And I mean, when they play that way and shoot that way, they're going to be really hard to beat.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know our kids are capable of better, and we know that, and they know that. And so, you know, that's the disappointing part.
Well, they certainly didn't give up.
No. You know, and that's what I told them. I mean, I was proud of them. You know, they battled at the end. You know, maybe we should have done that earlier and got after them, but... you know, we tried a little bit in the first half and kind of extended, and they just blew by us, got to the basket, and, you know, yeah. So But, again, proud of our kids for battling down to the very end.
The thing that really surprised us in the first half as well as the second was the three-point shooting, and you had to have that today to win.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. You look at our, you know, all of our losses, we just did not shoot the ball well from three. And, you know, we knew we had to shoot really well to be in the game, and it just didn't happen for one reason or another. I think their length had something to do with that. Just, you know, that sometimes you can't control that. You know, we found ways maybe to win with defense when that was the case throughout the year. But, you know, with this team that's, you know, so good offensively and just, you know, I give McGraw credit. I thought he didn't really force anything. He was, you know, they'd feed him in the post. He would just look for whoever was open. And if he could score, he could score. If he didn't, he dished off. And, you know, they did a nice job and played really well. So, you know, give them some credit.
What a big year, though.
It was.
What a great year.
It was a great year. It was. I mean, it's like I said, it's tough right now to look at that, but, you know, what we've accomplished, it's incredible with this group. You know, I thought, you know, this group's kind of always overachieved. I look at some of my teams that have come to this point, you know, talent-wise, we've had, you know, kids like Jake Everett, Troy McIntyre, Colton Keel, Clay Yeo. And so, you know, we just didn't have that in this group, but, you know, it shows what a team can do. And so, you know, I thought they played well as a team and distributed the ball throughout this tournament, especially the end of the year. Just proud of the kids. You know, they bought into what we wanted done. They bought into the defense and getting after it defensively. You know, just being undersized, having to fight and battle. And, yeah, just a good group.
So your seniors, of course, gone this year, and they are.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've been huge, and I've been telling people, you know, it's very rare you see six seniors on a basketball team anymore. And that gives credit to, you know, Isaiah Vaca, Ben McFarland, Wayne Riker, who don't play a whole lot at all, but, you know, still come in and work hard and practice and do the little things. And, you know, that just shows they're going to be successful in life. You know, they're going to, you know, have that stick-to-itness. And so... The other seniors, you know, Caden, Tanner Witt, Ho-Yo, and Dante, you know, just, you know, great group of kids. You know, they would run through a wall for you, and you know, they'd do whatever you want done, and just, you know, and that's what it takes to be successful and have a successful program, to have seniors kind of set that mark and, hey, this is what we do here, this is how we react, this is how we play basketball. And so, you know, it was nice to have those guys. So obviously those guys will be really missed, not just on the court, but their leadership. And, you know, they've done a lot for that. You know, it's been, like I said, 13 years since these guys have tasted success. And so it's nice. And this type of success, I should say. And, you know, it's nice to have that and kind of get some momentum for those younger kids who we got a lot of good kids coming up too.
That's what I was going to mention. The cover isn't really there.
No, not at all. I mean, we got some good players coming up. Our JV was really successful this year. Our younger kids were really successful, and they're playing a lot of basketball right now. You know, Joe Wood's doing a great job kind of getting these guys involved and playing, and kind of took that upon himself to do some of that stuff. And, you know, we're excited about what the future of Triton basketball. And then, like, this I think helps that. I think it, you know, gives validity to what you're doing as a program. Hey, you know, you guys play defense, you share the ball, you take care of the basketball, you're going to have success. And so, you know, it's important for those kids to see that.
Bill?
I was going to say, did you know, you're coaching all year, you're teaching these guys stuff. Did this group teach you anything this year in year 20?
Yeah, patience. and it's more, you know, nowadays it's more about, you know, how do I word this? You just got to be there for the kid. I mean, these kids are going through a lot, you know, outside of basketball, and, you know, it's hard. It's hard to be a kid nowadays, I think, with social media and all the stresses and pressures they're under that maybe, you know, when we were kids, we didn't have that same stuff. And so, you know, there's a lot more to it than just basketball and X's and O's. And that's hard sometimes as a coach, you know, but, you know, it's about learning life and life lessons. And the kids have taught me a little bit about that, too.
Or it's equally hard as a teacher.
Definitely.
I talked to a lot of my friends who are teachers, and I said, did you ever imagine in your career you would have to deal with what's happening in schools today?
No.
Did you ever think that maybe you would have to know where a gun is in case?
Yeah.
Or lock everything down so nobody could get out?
Yeah.
Those are things that are happening that nobody should ever experience that, yeah. Especially teachers and kids.
Yeah, and I think deep down, though, the kids are good at heart. Like, good kids are,
yes.
You know, they have good intentions. They have, you know... But it's just maybe external influences, I think, that have impacted kids in one way or another. And so, you know, that's tough. It's tough as a teacher, you know, but We're fortunate to have good kids at Triton and kids that care and have good parents. And I think that's a big part of it, too.
Well, and you have that family atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? And I remember Chad Patrick telling me, I said, well, how's he getting along? He said, boy, I thought Valley had a big family, and they do. But Triton, they really are family. Yeah,
and that's what it's about.
Because everybody knows everyone, and there's some kind of security in that.
Yeah, and then the kids know that. They got the support of not just, you know, their parents at home or whoever at home, but, that, you know, it's their coaches. It's their, you know, it's our superintendent, our principal, our teachers are there for the kids. And so, you know, that's what makes this place special. That's kind of why I've been here for 20 years. So,
exactly.
You know, it's a different place, and, you know, just fortunate to be part of it.
Anything else?
I'm good.
We'll see you next year.
21.
Sounds good.
We'll be ready.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate
you
guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's take one more time out. We'll come right back and recap some of those closing thoughts from Coach Groves and then look ahead to what we've got coming up here on 107.3 WRSW.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer. They just made it better. Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, there are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mayor building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, eggnog and cider, and custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. And the Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about many upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Also, they have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at the Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 2180 Southway 31, Rochester.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third-generation family-owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high-quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
Hey there, Viking fans. It's Baylen Height, voice of Death Valley Football, with Micah Lukens, class of 1999. And Mike has got a big announcement for the Football Booster Club.
That's right, Baylen. To kick off the summer, we've got our second annual alumni reunion and fundraiser. We hope you can join us for a great night of food and fellowship on June 13th in the evening.
That'll be great. The next reunion on June 13th at the Akron Community Center. For more information, find the group on Facebook at RSK Booster Fundraiser.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Death Valley Football.
Pray
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
New Horizon Lock prevents leaks with a hidden fastener design. This new steel siding prevents the appearance of standing seam for less. The panels snap together quickly, so installation is less expensive. Extra protection from leaks, no hand seaming, and lower insurance rates make Horizon Lock the beautiful, perfect panel for both residential and light commercial roofs. Check out Horizon Lock at Niftone of Bentone. Niftone is always looking for new quality steel siding and roofing products. If it's quality, it's Niftone of Bentone.
Niftone of Bentone.
The 50th season broadcasting Indiana high school basketball is back with legendary Rita Price on 107.3 WRSW.
Our closing thoughts here. Scoreboard update, 41-29, the final, Homestead and Crown Point. Crown Point a victor in the second game in Class 4A. We saw Chicago beat Delta earlier. Manchester Jimtown, 32-26, last I saw in that as they started the third quarter. That game's still in action right now. Jeffersonville beat Mount Vernon, 63-59. Princeton fell to Indy Attucks, 61-55 in 3A South. In 2A South, University Linton Stockton locked in a double overtime right now, 51-51. Just single overtime, 51-51. Liberty Christian in Clay City, it was 42-37 in that one. We'll see if we have one more score update before we do go. Let's look at a final count of the free throws and how much money will be donated into the KC Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of Alder for Bergen. Five for Clinton Prairie. Where's the final stat sheet? I had it here in front of me. And now it's got, I think Rita might have that final one.
There you go.
This will do it here. Yeah, 7 of 11 plus 5, so 12. Multiply that by 2 based on the first game. $58, I believe, so far through two games. And, of course, we'll have tonight's game that will tip off at 7:30. One more break for us, and then we'll be back to close this one out here on 107.3 WRSW.
At Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. There are a lot of plumbing systems in your home. If even one small component stops working, your home could fall into disarray without the ability to shower, cook, or drink clean water. You need plumbers you can trust. Whether it's a minor repair or a major installation, Flotec Plumbing and Heating is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Don't let a small issue turn into a big problem. Go with the flow. Online at FlotecPandH.com. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call them boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call them boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Riker Gillette. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Gillette to come and get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Gillette.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Now back to the court for tonight's game with Rita Price, now in her 50th season on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
We're going to go ahead and close it out here. A final in game number 2, 62-47. For the legendary Rita Price, I'm Baylen Heights saying so long as Triton's season ends at 23-5. Great season for the boys. We'll be back tonight at right around 7:30 for our championship game between Couts and Clinton Prairie. Join us then.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery, you don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
I just can't see all the angles. Chip, tap, digital wallet.
We can help with that.
I love trucking. The open road, the biscuits and the gravy. Can you help me bank when I'm away?
Roger that. We got you, good buddy.
I won my first tournament.
So now what?
You can deposit that check with the First Source mobile app.
I need more space for these dogs.
Trevor, I know. I'm asking.
We can find a small business loan that works for you and you, Trevor. For every banking need, there's only First Source Bank. FirstSource.com. Member FDIC.
For the best pizza around and the best price plus delivery, it's Bourbon Street Pizza. There's a Bourbon Street Pizza near you. Bourbon, Plymouth, Culver, Argus, Mentone, Napanee, and more. Delivery is available at all locations. You can choose from a wide variety of toppings. And Bourbon Street Pizza has pasta and wings. Add some breadsticks and center sticks, and you're all set. Bourbon Street Pizza. You can stop in for lunch or call for delivery. Check the website for hours and menu. From the oven to your door, Bourbon Street Pizza.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better.
Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, There are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the Old News Mayor Building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, eggnog and cider, and custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. And the Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about many upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Also, they have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at the Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 2180 Southway 31, Rochester.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third generation family owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
This has been a presentation of 107.3 WRSW Sports. To follow all high school sports teams all season long, log on to 107.3WRSW.com.
Looking for top-tier firearms and an exclusive experience? Join Two Bear Arms Gun Shop today. Two Bear Arms membership starts at just $149.99 a year and includes unlimited pistol range access. Huge discounts throughout the store exclusive to members. Discounts on select firearms and savings on classes. Plus, members enjoy exclusive private events and can easily make their membership cost back after just 7 visits. Two Bear Arms Gun Shop, your home for all things firearms. Become a member today. Visit tbagunshop.com or stop by to learn more. Two Bear Arms, just a 5-minute drive from Warsaw, has over 750 firearms in stock, along with all your concealed carry gear, hunting gear, custom holsters, optics, and accessories you'll need. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and noon to 4 on Sundays. Two Bear Arms, the place that supports your right to bear arms. It's basketball tournament time. Be ready with lots of Big Boss Barbecue. 2 big racks of ribs are $25. You can buy one rack for $15. If your friends and family have big appetites, be sure that Steve and Barney will fill them up. Tenderloins, both grilled and breaded. Pork, delicious pork chops. Huge chicken breast. Pulled pork, rib tips, rib eyes, and brisket. It's a slam dunk. Steve, Barney, and the crew will hook you up. Come to the Big Boss Barbecue today on the Marathon parking lot in Warsaw. Big Boss Barbecue sets the bar barbecue.
Get into your local running store Tuesday and Wednesday, March 25th and 26th, where everything is on sale. Well, almost everything. For 2 days, save 10% on almost everything in the store. This includes regular clearance and sale-priced items, shop clothing, footwear, sporting goods, housewares, snacks, hardware, fishing and hunting, and so much more. Bring the family to your local running store and save 10% on almost everything in the store. Go to runnings.com for more information and to find a store near you. Runnings, now with 82 locations, your local home, farm, and outdoor store.
Double your tax refund. Double your down payment.
1,000 becomes 2,000. 2,000 becomes 4,000. And 4,000 becomes $8,000. Through Monday only at
Big City
car. In Fort Wayne and in Goshen,
we won't be undersold.
Vehicles on site starting at just $39.95.
Payments as low as $199 per month.
Get driving today with little to no money down.
And turned away at other dealers?
Get to Big City Car. Our approval process can't be beat.
One of the area's largest selection of third row SUVs
and 4x4 trucks.
And during the tax time event,
bring in any trade.
As long as it doesn't eat.
And get up to $5,000 more than what it's worth.
Stuck in the car you hate?
We'll pay off your lease or loan in full.
No matter what you owe.
Online at BigCityCars.com.
That's BigCityCars.com.
Double your tax refund and double your down payment.
For a limited time only at
Big City Car. In Fort Wayne and in Goshen.
See dealer for complete details.
It's time to find your first RV or your next RV. It's Showalter RV Spring Blowout Sale with unbelievable prices on all remaining 2024 models. The best brands, best service, and best prices at Showalter RV on US 6 in Napanee. Visit our showroom and get 10% off on all parts and accessories. It's Showalter RV Spring Blowout Sale this week and refreshments provided by Twist Pretzel. Thursday 9 to 7, Friday and Saturday 9 to 5 on US 6 in Napanee. See you at Showalter RV.
Life is full of worries, but your roof shouldn't be one of them. At Shield Exteriors, they offer a true accident-free lifetime warranty, which means they cover free repairs for life. Whether it's unforeseen issues or storm damage, Shield Exteriors has you covered. Their promise is 100% protection 100% of the time. That's true peace of mind. Go to shieldexteriors.com and mention WRSW to get $3,500 off a new metal roof.
Shield Exteriors Roofing. Protecting what matters most.
A lifetime of love. You.
At the passing of a loved one, how do you celebrate a lifetime of love? By honoring their lives and by never forgetting their love.
Dad loved these walks, and he shared his love with all of us.
It's a memory of him that will never fade.
Our time together is fleeting, but our love goes on forever. Express that feeling in a memorable funeral service that honors a lifetime of love.
I feel his presence in these woods.
Like he's walking right alongside of us.
For funeral arrangements to meet every need and every budget, think of us first. And create a moment that, like their love, no one will ever forget.
Every memory you filled up my heart with a lifetime of love.
This is John Firth with Redpath Firth Funeral Home, serving families with sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
You have an accident. It's not your fault. The other driver was staring at his cell phone and didn't see you coming. What can you do? You can listen to the insurance companies whose job it is to keep as much money to themselves as they can. You can try to negotiate a settlement yourself and end up getting just enough to cover your medical bills and maybe fix your car. Or you can call the law firm of Glazer and Ebbs. It's their job to get a fair settlement from the insurance company. Call Glazer and Ebbs today to get what you deserve. Glazer and Ebbs has successfully served thousands of clients over the past 30-plus years with a team of talented lawyers and paralegals. They're result-oriented, representing the best interests of their clients with the aggressiveness and professionalism they deserve. Glazer and Ebbs on East Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Call 574-269-3634. And remember, with Glazer and Ebbs, there is no fee if no recovery. Glazer and Ebbs.
See you.